Calls and auditing session begin. An auditing session in the ultimate begins in the amicable place. And when he knows he has an auditing environment and an auditor. Now that is really when an auditing session begins. And I have seen somebody audit a procreator for 75 hours trying to start an intensive without ever realizing he was trying to start an intensive. The intensive never began. No auditing session was ever established. Then a few minor things happened, but not very much. So we have a gradient scale, don't we? We have auditing, which is tackled on a relatively loose basis, which might be out in the street or in the kitchen or almost the coffee shop. Coffee shop auditing is, by the way, the people who have come out lately is a technical. Now that's really a technical term. Coffee shop auditing is trying to show somebody that you know something about Scientology. That's coffee shop auditing, by running a process on him that will cause an effect upon him which you don't intend to flatten. You know, I learned something funny today. Let me show you about this. You mock up your mother. You got that? Now mock up your mother. Now have her raise her hand threateningly. Can you do that? All right, that's good. Now you see? Go on eating your lunch. This is really what a coffee shop auditing was originally meant to be. This is what we call coffee shop auditing. Sometimes people will render an assist in a coffee shop and erroneously call it coffee shop auditing. It's not, it's just an assist. An assist could happen almost anywhere. At the beginning of the session, no matter how formally this session was constituted, I can assure you something. It is almost anywhere. I get this. You have an auditing room. You have a pre-clear. You're the auditor. You know all these things. But the pre-clear doesn't. As far as he's concerned, the session is taking place almost anywhere. So we say, let's Q&A with the whole thing. Let's let auditing take place almost anywhere, but let's not call it a formal session. Let's call it an assist. Let's tell the pre-clear that it is an assist because we are not intending anything very strenuous. When I show somebody how to do a process properly, I always say to them two or three times, you know I am not auditing you. In rendering an assist, we should say, you know, you're just trying to ease the pain in your hand a little bit, and then I'm going to stop. Now, the handling of the fist as an auditor attitude is then a little bit different than the handling of the session once it's been established, because the factor of control is notably slackened. Sometimes almost completely missing. Some fellow just been an automobile accident, lying there, and we're going to render an assist, and we don't even consult him. We tell him to do something or other, and so on. Maybe he doesn't, maybe he doesn't, but we're still trying to render an assist. And an assist has as a large part of its anatomy trying to help. Well, if you just remember, if he's just trying to help, then he doesn't get his heart broken, but the fact the fellow's broken spine doesn't heal instantly. Now, what I told you about games, I said it's the game. He doesn't know he's playing that is wrong with him. The game he knows he's playing is really not terribly operative. So the rendering of an assist is further differentiated and defined as addressing the game he knows he's playing. process which uses his attention away from a concentration upon the injury to something else which is quite near the injury, and thus doesn't result in much of a shock. The rest of the pain that he's holding in abeyance will suddenly pull through and break through the dam, and we will respond. It is due to having this. It is not a very good process, but it is positive. Normally gets very positive results, and it can be done by an untrained Homo sapien. But if you ask into control, the creature would balk. You haven't asked Homo sapiens to do anything more than he can do, which is laying on his hands, trying to help out, and he will leave it. So that is a very interesting assist from the standpoint that you can teach this assist to almost anybody. You say if somebody has a bruise, an injury, a burn, a cut. They don't handle it, ladies aid society. If still a person closes his eyes, and then he touches the area, near or distant, you want to get technical so they know that you've gotten technical, you can say you alternate it near and distant. Vicinity of the injury, and ask them with their eyes closed to look at your fingers. And you contact them this way many times, and they will experience sudden pains in the area, and you will discover that the psychic trauma has been discharged. This strange, you see. Doubtful the psychologist could be brought to do this. Know what was wrong with the fellow. Was the fellow the fact that the fellow had been too long associated with death? I think that's the main thing or something. He would have some attitude, figures, and his own restraint against physical contact would be too great. But you'll find that people do not have too much upset about physical contact. I mean, human beings, Homo sapiens, not Homo psychologists. Do not have too much upset about touching somebody who is injured. They think that is the thing to do. They're almost sure of it. I say a dog knows this. If you get hurt, you've got a dog who likes you. You're going to have an awful hard time keeping that dog's tongue in his teeth. Because he'll come over and try to lick wounds or bruises or something of the sort. Quite interesting. This is a very great assist because it can be taught to people. Now, let's be a little more positive. Let's say they've got auditors and he wanted to render an assist on somebody who had a very indefinite difficulty. That's the hardest thing to render an assist on. The fellow hurts, but he can't say where. He doesn't know what has happened to him. He doesn't tell you what has occurred, so on. He just feels bad. Well, you can be just as indefinite as the difficulty. And that is simply locational process, just as such. You'll find out this will win many times when much more significant, definite, positive, coming to the lip processes. I have a shame of a person dying because I did not continue and assist. You understand when an awful lot of people go by, you occasionally can be granted a miss. And the miss was of this wise. In fact, nobody died of Scientology or Dianetics. Found out that he could climb out of his head and go his way, and he thanks you out very much and covertly kicks the bucket 3 nights later. This has happened a few times, which is what that person wanted, and then he knew Scientology. Scientologist taught him that he could, and he didn't. Now, this particular case with a young girl who had diabetes. She also had a migraine headache, which was quite chronic. She was in very, very bad condition, and she was responsibility. If you go and speak casually to somebody out in the public and do not shove something that resembles a ministerial or professional calling card in his pocket, you are making an error. Not that they assist or kill him, but that he will know there is help somewhere and from where he comes. Therefore, in order to walk him around without a pack of cards, is doing a foolish.
Part and parcel to knowledge of how to do it. You've got
reality of the sessions where they must be. If you do it extremely well, then you will totally overcome the informality of the session, and the assist will amount almost to auditing. Big accident. Bunch of people pressed around. Cops trying to push them back. They'll push the people back. The man then pushed the cop back. They ought to keep these people at a distance. Move over the victim, snapping back to life. Now, still, one of the ways you can do this is hold this heavy silver cross handy and hang it on your collar. It's a very, very much an open sesame. Nobody would so much argue with you. If you are enough aware, everybody else will realize that you are the one that is there. Therefore, such things as panic, worry, wonder, upset, looking gloomily into the far distance, wondering what is wrong or what should be done, are no part of your makeup if you are entering the system. Cool, calm, and collected. Necromancy means the science or activity. have got to control the situation. But how enough AIC, what about presence and factuality? There's nobody present but will step back and let you control the situation. You're entitled to, in the first place, because of seeing know-how. Now, the control of body, attention, or thought comprises the majority of your knowledge. The majority of Scientology simply points in this direction, as far as its effective application is on this planet at this time. It goes up in creativeness, it goes up into an awful lot of other things above this level, but the observable thing is control of attention, objects, thoughts. And whether you have good confidence in being able to do that, let me assure you, you can do it a lot better. You only know positively how to do that. You make sure in that rise that everybody else knows you can do that too, and you just make them know by you do it. Real simple. So you have all of these things available, and you wonder even exist. Now, I don't think you ever would think of a riot as being a situation which necessitated an assist, or an assist as applicable to a riot. But a riot is simply a psychosomatic, momentary injury or traumatic condition on the third dynamic. Could you set a riot? Well, if you can set a riot, you can certainly set one person who is in a riot, who is inside himself and with himself and so forth, he is in a terrible condition. The antithesis of any pain, disturbance, tumult is order. The thing which controls tumult is order. And conversely, the thing which controls order is tumult. If you know those two things, you can become the world's worst, best, agent provocateur. You need all of your order into a controlled situation, then bring confusion into an orderly situation to control everything. In the field of motion, action, and objects. However, there's a fantastic simplicity, and one that takes Shut off, open artery, but it's a bit slow. stay 7 inches of the rules. When you find the doctor opposing you bluntly, you have two choices: control him or confuse him. And the first is so adequate that you find yourself almost never called upon to use the second. It would only be when you couldn't get in contact with him, when you couldn't talk to him directly, that you would have to resort to such a thing. You start walking the doctor around and directing his attention, telling him what to do and what not to do, and next thing you know, he'll be asking you what to do. These boys are pretty well submerged into the mechanics of the situation, and they do with an aspect of a wind-up doll when they're really directed in a sensible direction. It's a deadly thing when you go into a doctor's office, you're a Scientologist, and you want something. You want some of his biochemical activities. You want something of his character. It's a remarkable thing if really you handle and direct his attention as a physical object, or his thoughts, that you always wind up with what you want. I don't care what doctor. You want 2 pounds of strychnine, you will give you a good medicine for it. It doesn't matter. It's your belief that you can't control him, and the number of traumas you have of doctors hanging over your bed of pain controlling you. Now I feel while we snap this bone together, that's right, it's not going to hurt at all. Number of lies and bad control that has been exerted against physical bodies by doctors has brought you into the state of being that a doctor's very hard to control. And the great consequence of your pursuit is you do not obey the doctor. And this is for the best. Because doctors exerting this much control unknowingly all the time, and this much bad control, and operating under this much dangerous condition, can be marched around like automatons and don't ever think otherwise. Fantastic. They may often have to find some method of controlling, handling, arresting, directing. Personnel will get in your road before you can render an assist. And this will happen even if it's your mother. Your mother, hypothetically, has become ill. Your father has decided that Walker Jones is the one to have you. Damn well knows what's wrong with her. Junior left the other day, and she feels she'll never see Junior anymore. And she's gotten sick accordingly. You know she's a proper in line. But no, it's got to be Dr. Jones, and she's going to be under sedative, and she'll be out of auditing as a You've got people interposing between you and what you can do. So you just might as well realize that an assist requires that you control the entire environment and personnel associated with the assist if necessary. You understand that? Now, by this time, you should understand the assist is something else than auditing. It is auditing on several dynamics. And therefore, it's much harder to do than auditing in a formal room. It requires presence. There have been some chaps around that are terrifically good at assists. Awfully good. One of them, Carpenter, down in the Middle East, 2 centuries ago, got awfully good at rendering assists. But he didn't get good enough, as far as I was concerned, because he actually had a bunch of guys come along who did not use his ability, but used his ability. So he didn't bring everybody up in tone enough. What he did was bring illnesses. And he was doing it all by himself in the name of or some other identity. We don't care what. But he had to control a very large number of people and dynamics while he was doing one of these things. And out of this, we get what is known as a miracle. Miracle is only a surprising change or occurrence. All a miracle is. be unworkable, definitely. Why? Additional thing. very highest opinion. About the first thing that you can observe about somebody is his person. Now, you're trying to straighten out his person. Now, even though you have his person sit down, you haven't straightened it out because it's still messed up. But there is something that is messed up that you can straighten out easily, and that is his attention. And if you could heighten his attention and his knowingness at the same time, you would really be in wonderful circumstances. In all the trips and directions of attention, infiltrational processing. The Scientologist, with his case in pretty good shape, he could run trails with considerable success by directing his attention. If you wouldn't run trail by look around the room and find something you could have, you should say, you look at that. Now, decide you can have it. The very low end is sort of trio, isn't it? You're overwhelming. You'll be shortly overwhelmed. Got the idea? Now, you can run the injury on this fashion. Look at that chair, decide the injury, can't have it. This is directed attention, positively controlled and corrected. Because he's injured, you're not going to move this person around. That's one of the biggest bars to it. If you have got his attention, you're not going to try to shift his thoughts around because you can't see them and they are dispersed and are chaotic. So skip them. This moves you his attention. This would be a satisfactory assist if it were not for the fact that later assists have been developed which were more powerful, which included the significance of keep it from going away. And I have seen a bruise turned utterly black and covering a person's entire hip pass away in 45 minutes of good auditing by keeping the right hip from going away and then the left hip from going away. You run one side of the body, you run the other side. If you run the right eye, you run the left eye. If you run one thing, you run another. You understand that? You mirror, do otherwise, the match. You can run his head, run his knees too. And, I said, the master of all these is the direction of attention. But now keep it from going away is tremendously workable. He has a cut hand. So he directs his attention for a little while, we make him look around, then we make him look straight at the hand, and we say to him, take a hold of your right hand, the injured one, with the left, and keep the right hand from going away. Now tell me when you've done that. But why didn't they do that at first? It's because they were partially controlling his thought. And this is not possible in the early stages of an assist. Now, if he's in terrible, terrible, terrible condition, really rioting around, and you want to render an assist, don't wait until he stops rioting. He's liable to stop rioting dead. What you do with him in that wise is, again, direction of attention. But this one I gave you first, that you could teach others, is a workable one in that wise. Fix your eyes and look at my fingers. Press your fingers hard enough so you can't help but put his attention on them. And you'll straighten up. Bum, death, ankles, and so forth. Now, if you want it to come all the way out, and no bruise to be left, then we've got him up to where we can. Control his thoughts, they are unchaotic enough. We can control them. We then keep the ankle from going away. Keep the other ankle from going away. Keep the right ankle going away. Left ankle. If it doesn't seem to be flattening, direct his attention some more because he's not keeping it from going away. In this wise, you can always have a successful assist. And the assists all come under the heading of control. And the beingness of the person and his presence there is what makes the control possible. So part of control is always presence. Identity. Person. The one who takes charge, the one who has things under control. If you know these things well, you can do a terrific number of things. Now, it does happen that there is a process which even goes further than this, which directs his knowingness and his attention at the same time, but is, unfortunately, not really this is what you do on the